RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
It's time for a morning show on WRCO, Community Conversation. Great to have you listening today. And in the studio, a couple of guests from Schmidt-Woodland Hills. We have Tyler Kleiss, Director of Nursing and Interim Administrator, and Christine Schmidt, Development Coordinator as well, here to talk about the many things going on. Christine, we want to start right off and talk about a big event coming up next week already. Tell me about the Corned Beef Convoy.
Yes, Phil, this morning we're going to visit a little bit about the Corned Beef Convoy. On Friday, March 15th, Schmidt-Woodland Hills is going to be serving a corned beef meal that includes cabbage, red potatoes, carrots, rye bread, and a shamrock cookie. The cost is $10, and we're using this as a fundraiser. And we will serve from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., orders can be dropped off. We will drop order blanks off, at many businesses in the downtown area on Monday the 11th. And orders can also be phoned in or emailed, or you can stop in at the front entrance of Schmidt-Woodland Hills. And then on Friday the 15th from 10 to 2, we will do deliveries to downtown local businesses. And people can stop in and pick up their meal if they're interested in that option. Sorry, we don't do home deliveries. That's something we're not able to provide. And then the proceeds that we're going to get from this event will go to making the residents the coolest seniors in Richland County. And people may ask what that means. And I can tell you that we have an HVAC upgrade project coming up, and we're going to be upgrading our independent living apartments, moving away from window-style air conditioners and going to what they call mini splits. And then we're also going to be replacing some rooftop units that were installed in the 1990s. So we're getting ready to do those upgrades for our residents, and this is a way to help support that.
That's a big project, an expensive project to get that all done, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I don't have numbers on that, but...
But a major thing. Yeah. Do you like corned beef and cabbage?
I do.
Yeah. And
good stuff.
I've had a chance to sample a little bit of myself through the area, and I got to say, thumbs up on Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Is there any secret to it? Who's making it for you? Those kind of things?
Our dietary director, Laura Pifrone, is in charge of getting this meal ready for us, and she's been working on that. I do want to mention that we last year ran out of meals and we had to cancel some orders because those darn leprechauns weren't very good at planning. And this year, Laura's kind of taken the reins over, and she has assured us that we will have plenty of meals available, and we're hoping that people come back and enjoy the meal and take part.
I'll have to shout across the yard with my order for Laura because she lives right by me there. So that's interesting.
Yeah, she could probably take that down for you.
See if she will do that.
Yeah.
So, so it looks like kind of new and improved for this year for the Corned Beef Convoy then.
Yes. Yep. We're going to be, you can look for on the Schmidt-Woodland Hills Facebook page. The ordering info is going to be up there soon. So.
Hard to believe it's already next Friday, isn't it?
It's already next Friday. It seems to be coming very fast this year.
But it's a thing. It's kind of a rite of spring, isn't it?
Yes. You got to get your corned beef and cabbage meal in. Yeah. For St. Patrick's Day.
We hope a lot of folks will do that. Yeah. Also in the studio with us is Tyler Kleiss, as we mentioned, Director of Nursing and Interim Administrator. Tyler, good morning. I guess kind of explain what you do in your job role at Schmidt-Woodland Hills.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Yes. My job role, very, very busy but productive at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. We're really focusing on providing the best quality of care we can with an emphasis on creating an environment that all staff like to work in. With that being said, focusing on a lot of training with culture and diversity, inclusion. We got a product called Media Partners that was specific to culture, diversity, and inclusion, and all of our staff have been through that. We just finished that up. It was received very well by all staff. And as far as dementia training, we've done a couple things throughout the past year. We partnered with the ADRC to do an in-house training that was pretty cool. They come in, and I believe that was open to the public as well. They come in and kind of give you a sensory overload on what it would be like if you were a resident with dementia. That was received very well. Most recently with dementia, we've had a dementia care specialist in our building. We have one more session with her. She comes in and does one-on-one coaching with staff, as well as provides hands-on learning in a group setting. And this is specific to techniques for communicating with residents with dementia. Also, some kind of personal techniques on helping people with dementia eat. Really promoting the independence of each individual. That is the goal.
What I know about dementia is no two people are alike. And so that's probably pretty important for your staff to kind of realize that each person's journey is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, it's important to really take the person-centered approach and creating an environment for each individual to thrive in. And that training has been very beneficial to help staff realize some of the differences between each type of dementia and each individual as a whole.
Some of the training tools, do they do some things like goggles and those kind of things to kind of see what it's like to see through the eyes of somebody with that disease?
Yes, so the ADRC came in and they give you some gloves, so your sensory of touch is pretty much non-existent with those gloves. You get some goggles that are really, really hard to see through. They put some headphones on you that has a whole lot of background noise. It's just really, really hard to focus and accomplish tasks. When you're in that room with them, they provide a bunch of tasks that would normally be very easy for any of us to do, but in that environment it becomes very difficult, kind of an eye-opening experience.
How long have you been with Schmidt-Woodland Hills?
So I have been employed with Schmidt-Woodland Hills for a little over 3 years. I have been the director of nursing now for a year and a half, serving as interim director since the middle of January. So,
you came in, COVID was still kind of rearing its ugly head, so to speak. So how have things changed for the better here since, you know, you came on 3 years ago?
A little bit more normalcy. I think everyone wants a little more normalcy relating to COVID. As far as the healthcare setting, the focus is really still on keeping our residents safe. So you'll notice that we're still asking visitors to mask. Our staff will not always be masked. We have different policies in place. It's just really hard for us to control what comes in and out of the building. Our staff are very educated and know when they can be at work and when they can't be at work. And we believe that the community as well knows that, but sometimes it rears its ugly head and gets back in the building. So we're doing our best to keep that out. We've done very well with mitigating the spread of COVID in our facility. I think that's something I'm proud of, and all of our staff at Schmidt are proud of as well.
Yeah, everybody worked hard, and you kind of got through it together, didn't you?
As far as, yeah. And it's still there.
Yeah.
As far as changes, in the healthcare setting, there hasn't been a whole lot of changes policy-wise since the start of COVID. A little more leniency. Hopefully, in the near future, we can see a little more change on policy. It ultimately affects the residents more than anyone. Nobody wants to deal with an outbreak situation, but we're doing our best in those situations. And the activities department, headed by Rachel Walsh, she does a great job making sure that even in outbreak, we're providing quality activities to all residents. Every day is a new day.
It is. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about your staff and talk about nurses. They are really the unsung hero of any facility such as Schmidtmullen Hills, aren't they?
Absolutely. As well as our CNAs. They're our eyes and ears. They serve a great purpose. I think sometimes they're underrepresented in this line of work. We have a great team at Schmidtmullen Hills that their focus really is on providing the best quality of care to our residents. That's what motivates them to be at work every day. They truly believe in that. So
you're hoping for a good year where you can have some activities and you know, all your wings. You know, you've got some apartment residents as well. Everybody can kind of do everything together. That's important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Really getting that community feeling on campus is important. We always have our apartment residents. You can see them walking throughout the building, visiting, whether it's in the assisted living or the SNF. We have people in the SNF that go up to the independent apartments and visit. It really is the family feel. So.
Fun activities too, and I stumbled upon the bingo game one day too, and I realized that it wasn't a casual visit. Some of those residents take that bingo pretty serious, don't they?
Yes, we have a lot of residents that are very competitive in their bingo games. It's very fun to watch. They also get pretty competitive in noodle ball.
What's noodle ball? I didn't even know about that, I guess.
So noodle ball is where you take a noodle, like a pool noodle, and you'll have a ball in there, and it's kind of an exercise activity where they hit the ball back and forth in a circle, get a lot of laughs, smiles, and conversation. Just a nice group setting. Obviously, there's group exercise classes as well. Group outings. I know that was one thing that kind of was not an option during COVID, was getting out to some of these local restaurants. We're starting that back up. Rachel's doing a great job with the schedule to provide more of that to our residents. They always enjoy getting out, seeing the community, seeing people in the community as well.
We have the in-house rehab as well and all those opportunities, which is a great feather in your cap, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, we do have our rehab wing that is serving a lot of the Medicaid people. So in our facility, we don't have it split up into just one wing. They're kind of intermingled, and that seems to work well. What else?
Good stuff. You've got a hair salon. You got everything kind of right in-house, don't you?
Yes, a lot of amenities. I think one thing, too, in our assisted living, we added a bistro kind of snack bar that residents are free to kind of take as they please. So that was a nice amenity. We're looking at kind of redoing our living room also in the assisted living, making it a little more homey. That's really the goal, get as home-like as we can.
Yeah, most definitely. Some fun stuff coming up. Christine, we always talk about the golf outing. Is it too early to start talking about that?
We can talk about the golf outing. Golf outing this year will be Thursday, July 18th. And, of course, we'll be back up to Viroqua Hills Golf. And that information will come out over the next couple months. We're going to be hosting 20 teams this year, and Along with that, what we really want to talk about today is our Grand Cash giveaway, and that drawing is done at the golf outing, and it's a 50-50 raffle with a maximum potential payout of $7,500. So we will sell a total maximum of 1,500 tickets, and they are available for sale now. You can stop out to Schmidt Woodland Hills, and or you can email Bill or I, and we will find a way to make contact with you to sell you a raffle ticket. As many people already know, a 50-50 raffle, there's one single winner that's drawn, and the money that's raised from the raffle sales is split in half. So one person gets half of it, and the proceeds, the other half stays with Schmidt Woodland Hills. And again, that is also going to that HVAC renovation project.
Okay. So it's kind of like the raffle is kind of like the golf thing. It's kind of first come, first serve, isn't it?
Correct. Yep. If you are interested in getting a raffle ticket, sooner rather than later is the way to go. Because once the 1,500 are sold, then we're done.
Okay. And then with the golf too, there's sometimes a waiting list, isn't there?
There is. Yep. We can take a maximum of 20 teams. And so when we start doing golf registration, if your business or your group of individuals is interested in golfing with us, it's probably better to let us know earlier. We can do a waiting list, and if there's a cancellation, we can get you on there, but maximum of 20 teams.
So if you were in it last year, it doesn't automatically get you in this year. You got to register, right?
You have to register.
Okay.
Yep.
You do have some that come back every year, though.
We do. We actually have a great group of people who come back every year and join us for the golf outing, and we're happy to see them again. We enjoy that day.
Couldn't do it without the community support like
this. We could not. These events are what helps Bill and I raise the money that we use to, you know, increase the quality of life for our residents.
Most definitely. Some other things that we want to update. Discovery Play School, is it true that there's going to be an expansion on that?
That is the case. It will be open to the public as well as Schmidt Woodland Hills staff. We are looking to add Discovery Play School is looking to add an infant room, and that would serve infants from 6 weeks of age to 2 years. And then we will have an expanded facility for the 2 to 12-year-olds. And our summer session will start June 1st. And they are taking applications for that now, if you're interested. And you can reach out to Tara Weitzel. She's the director there at the Discovery Play School. And her number is 647-8931. And you can ask for extension 121 or just ask to speak to Discovery Play School. And they also have a Facebook page. You can look Discovery Play School up on Facebook and find some more information there about them and their programs. Or they can be emailed at playschooldiscovery@gmail.com.
Okay. So it doesn't just end with the school year, Discovery Play School. It's year-round, isn't it?
Correct. It is year-round. They do a summer program as well.
Okay. So, yeah, that works out well. When the kids are out of school, they can find somewhere to go then during the summer.
Yeah. Yep.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. We'll be back with more in a moment about Schmidt Woodland Hills and what they have coming up here. Christine Schmidt and Tyler Kleist in the studio with us today. We're talking about Schmidt Woodland Hills on today's morning show from WRCO and all the great things going on there this year as we begin another year for fundraising and the many events. Let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming classes again. Tyler, I know you talked about it just a little bit, but what can you tell us about the CNA classes coming up?
Yeah, so we have one coming up in April. We're going to try and do 2-month intervals throughout the year. If you're interested in becoming a CNA, we just ask that you stop down, fill out an application, and just put CNA class on the application. The class itself is about 6 weeks long. There is opportunities through the state as well to have your class paid for. You can go to wiscaregivers.com, sign up. When you sign up to that, I will actually get an email, and I will more than likely be reaching out to you to see if you're interested in our class specifically. But if you're interested in just our class specifically and you want to pay for the class yourself, stop in, fill out an application. It's a mixed class with that said, half of it is online, half of it is in person. The coursework part would be 3 weeks long, and that is all self-paced online. And then there's 1 day each week that you would come to Schmidt Woodland Hills and do a lab. That's where you learn your hands-on skills. And then at the end of the coursework, you get into your clinicals, which are right on the floor at Schmidt Woodland Hills, practicing all the skills that you learned in the recent weeks. And then after that, you are taking the skills and the written test, and you're certified to be a CNA. And there is a great need in all communities for CNAs. It's very rewarding work. So I encourage anyone that's interested, even reach out to me if you have any more questions, want to know what the work entails. I'm more than happy to spend a few minutes going over that with you.
I know that you have some high school students that have done that. What is the age limit or when you can start and look at a CNA?
Yes, so you have to be 16 years old by the day the class starts. We have had to turn down a couple high school students that missed it by a couple days, but there's always another class. We try and give flexible schedules. There is the option, if you are a full-time student, that you could work maybe 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., kind of the bulk of when a lot of the work is happening on the floor, helping getting people ready for bed. There's opportunities to make a little bit of money while you're in high school. Also, if you're in sports, we're open to having you pick up on the weekends if you want just a little extra cash, a little experience. If you're looking to get into nursing school, this is a great opportunity to gain some experience prior to going to college. You can really tell the nursing students that have worked as a CNA versus just taking the class to meet the requirement to get into the nursing program.
So if you become a CNA when you're in high school, boy, you're one step ahead when you go for a nursing degree, aren't you?
Absolutely. Those skills carry over very well into the nursing program, and you will be steps ahead of the other individuals.
What about right now your facility? Do you have some open beds? Are there some open rooms?
Absolutely. Our census is climbing. We still have open beds. There's areas in the independent apartments. There's beds available in the assisted living and in the skilled center. So if you have a loved one that's in need, give us a call. More than happy to accommodate and meet those needs of our residents.
And you do have some that stay for the winter. They're kind of snowbirds, so to speak, and stay in the apartments during the winter, don't they?
Yes. So we do have the winter getaway package. That would be 3 months. It's fully furnished by us. You're just simply paying rent. And then after those 3 months, if you decide you want to stay, you would bring in your own furniture or you would go back home. It's really an opportunity to just kind of not have to worry about the snow, have everything provided for you, make the winters a little easier for people.
If you get the new upgrade on the air conditioner, I think I'd rather stay in the summertime then, you know, and be cool in the summertime, right?
Right.
Good idea for that. You're always looking for volunteers. And Tyler, maybe you could touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in volunteering, I'd like to take the approach, if you have an idea of what you'd like to do for volunteer work that would benefit Schmidt Woodland Hills or the residents themselves, reach out to us. We're open to ideas. Obviously, we have some ideas. There's always opportunities with residents one-on-one doing activities or group activity settings. If you have ideas on new activities, we're always open to that. I know Environmental Services is always looking for people to help with the gardening of the flower beds, if that's something people are interested in. Really, any any services you're willing to provide, we can accommodate and come up with a plan. And we're not asking for one day a week commitment. It's really up to you and what you're available to do.
Christine, would you like to speak about volunteering for us?
Just to mention that if you are interested in volunteering, or if you have an idea, something that you would like to share with our residents, or an activity that you think our residents would enjoy, come and fill out a volunteer application and speak to Rachel Walsh, the activities director, and we'll see if we can, you know, work together to get that off the ground. And of course, I have to mention that trishaw season is going to be upon us soon. The weather is getting nicer, and our residents really enjoy the trishaw rides, so we'll be gearing up for that soon as well.
That's fun to see them tooling around town, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I drove the trishaws for several years in and around Richland Center with the residents at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and it's a great time.
So tell me, how hard is it to pedal? Because that's what I'm concerned about. It's like, I can't hardly pedal myself. Are they geared differently than a regular bike?
They're actually an e-bike.
Oh, I see. So you get a little help.
Yep. They're a motor assist bike. They have they have batteries on them, and they're geared so that you have to be pedaling in order for the motor to kick in, but they have different gearings so that you can do like more hilly areas or, you know, more flat level areas. So yeah, it's not really all that difficult.
Okay. Because I'd be worried I'd get downtown and be like, oh man, I got to call them and come tow me.
if I could do it, I think anybody could probably do it. Yeah.
So that'll start when the weather, you know, gets to be
It's a little bit warmer. Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit warmer. Usually we try to start in April. You know, it depends on what Mother Nature wants to do. So we'll be thinking about getting the bikes out and getting them, you know, tuned up.
Are there plans for some outdoor events? I know you have, sometimes you've had some cookouts in the patios and things like that. Are any of those things in discussion?
I am sure Rachel is working on those. Our residents really enjoy that. They do cookouts and marshmallow roasts and hot dogs, and sometimes they have music outdoors. So, yeah, lots of fun things. They do campfires in the evenings sometimes, And we've had times where the band students from around the area have come and put on concerts for our residents. So, and Rachel works on getting all that organized.
And music is a really important part of the lives. And you even have some live music there from time to time, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes. Rachel gets entertainers to come in and perform. And during the wintertime, they come and perform in our activities room. And sometimes they perform out on the patio. So, yeah, it's important that music is good therapy.
Sure. And as we were preparing for the show, I had to think a little bit about Craig Peach, because I used to see him at Schmidt all the time. Boy, he made a difference in a lot of lives, didn't he?
He sure did. He will be missed.
Yeah, most definitely. Anything else either one of you would like to add here this morning? Tyler, are you just looking for the possibility of people signing up? How can they find out a little bit more information about upcoming classes and whatnot?
Yeah, so just stay tuned to our Facebook page. I believe we will be getting an ad out in the shopping news as well, and potentially on the radio as well.
Sounds good. Christine, anything else?
I think that's it, Phil. Thank you.
Reiterate a little bit again about the corned beef convoy, though, because I think that's more important. We talked about it at the outset of the show, but that's only a week away.
It's only a week away. Don't miss ordering for the corned beef convoy. It's going to be Friday, March 15th, and you'll get a whole corned beef and cabbage meal. We're serving from 10 to 2, and again, it's $10, cash or check, and orders can be phoned in, emailed, or you can stop in at the front entrance on Seminary Street, place your order. We do delivery to downtown local businesses. We're unable to do home deliveries. I'm sorry about that, but you can stop in and pick up your meal that day. So we're looking forward to that, getting the little corned beef and cabbage meal going for you next Friday.
Me being Irish, I really look forward to it. Are either of you Irish?
A little bit.
Little bit. Okay. No, Tyler?
No.
But you're a corned beef cabbage lover, though, right?
I love some corned beef and cabbage, yes.
That's next Friday, the 15th. Well, thanks for coming by the studio today. We appreciate both of you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Tyler Kleist joining us here, Director of Nursing and Interim Administrator at Schmidtwood & Hills, along with Christine Schmidt, Development Coordinator on our morning show.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time This Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 45, cloudy and cool with areas of light rain. Also for tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early, a low of 26. Some areas reporting a little bit of light rain in the night, no precipitation. Here at the studios. We've been as low as 41. Right now it is 42 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at a Wisconsin prison that has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen employees. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said yesterday that the governor and the State Department of Corrections asked the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement authorities to launch an investigation at Waupun Correctional Institution in June. Spokesperson Britt Kudaback says that that came after multiple sweeps at the prison revealed inmates were obtaining contraband such as cell phones and drugs. The Department of Corrections says 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May of 2023 in connection with the probe. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop a transmission line from crossing a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative want to build a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. A portion of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. The National Wildlife Refuge Association, the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation filed suit in federal court in Madison on Wednesday, alleging that the utility's promise to transfer about 36 acres into the refuge in exchange for 19 acres for the line violates federal laws governing refuge improvement. At the Capitol, Democrats push for a bill to safeguard access to contraception. Senator Dianne Hesselbein wants it taken up on Tuesday, the last day of the legislative session. Following a Thursday press conference, the lawmakers delivered more than 15,000 petition signatures to Republican leaders. Their Right to Contraception Act would guarantee access in state statute. Democrats argue that right is in jeopardy following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers is facing additional child neglect charges. Katrina Bauer made her initial appearance in Manitowoc County Court Thursday, where Judge Robert DeWayne denied her request for a bond reduction. Prosecutors filed an additional neglect of a child charge and a chronic neglect of a child charge against Bauer. In court, prosecutors say they have evidence that on February 14th, Bauer left a 6-year-old child unattended in a vehicle for about an hour in 27 to 30 degree weather without the vehicle running. In addition, prosecutors say they have evidence that on February 16th, Bauer left Vu unattended for at least an hour as she and her boyfriend Jesse Vang traveled to other locations throughout Manitowoc, not seen with the child. The nomination deadline for the Wisconsin Organic Advisory Council is today. Seats are available in Organic, Certifier, Organic Business, Organic Farmer, and At Large. Members serve 3-year terms, and the council meets every other month for a total of 6 times per calendar year. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection DATCAP website. Nomination forms should explain why you would be a valuable addition to the council. Completed nomination forms should be mailed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708, or email to andrew.bernhardt@wisconsin.gov. For further information, you can contact 608-572-0512. The James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 in Lone Rock held its annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance this past Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Hall. The event featured various activities that included bingo, a live auction, raffles, and music. A grand total of $41,859 was raised at the event. The money raised will go to Vets Roll, which helps send more World War II to Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C., May 19th through the 22nd. Thanks to everyone who supported the event last weekend and donated to help veteran war heroes see their memorials in Washington, D.C. Well, this is the weekend that we change the clocks, and changing the time seems to be tough on some of us.
Dr. Jennifer Evans from Marquette University says the process is like giving everyone in the country jet lag at the same time.
We're not really in the rhythm of our normal routine in terms of what we're trying to do and what our bodies want us to do.
Evans says there's an increase in medical emergencies, not only from workplace accidents, but also car crashes and heart conditions in the several days after the time shift. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Looks like it's going to be maybe a typical March weekend. Weather-wise, not as warm as we've been. We'll have details in a moment.
It's internet for everyone from Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
We'll be in line for some areas of light rain today. Doesn't look like major amounts, but could have off and on rain through the day and a high of 45. Tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early and then a low of 26. For Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 43. Frosty Saturday night, a low of 23. And Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer and a high of 48. 64 and sunny on Monday. 45 degrees has been the warmest we've been this morning. We're back down to our overnight low. It is 41.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it. The filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at state tournament action in girls basketball, boys tournament games last night. There were some good ones. And the Badger men's basketball team logged a win. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on activewear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to activewear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Yesterday, the WIAA girls tournament basketball games were held in Division III. Edgewood was a winner over Baldwin-Woodville, 62-29. And Xavier with a win against Kettle Moraine Lutheran, 56-52. In Division IV last night, Laconia, 67, the Prairie School, 49. And Cuba City was a winner against McDonald Catholic, 48-45 in a good game last night. Cuba City's Olivia Olson had 22 to lead the way. Ashley Rowe added 11 as the Cubans picked up the victory in advance to the state championship game coming up on Saturday. They will face Laconia, and that will be in approximately 1 or so on Saturday afternoon. Games going on today right away. At 5 minutes after 9 this morning, Argyle Pecatonica will play Albany Monticello, followed by Lena and Clear Lake. Division 2 today has Pewaukee versus West Salem at 1:35, followed by Notre Dame and Wauwatosa East. And in Division 1, Arrowhead plays Franklin at 6:35 tonight, and Hartford will battle Nina. At the WIA boys basketball sectional semifinals last night at Prairie du Chien, Cashton got the win, ending the year for Potosi 69-46. Cashton advances to play Columbus Catholic, which knocked off Royal last night by a score of 57-54. That game tomorrow, Cashton and Columbus Catholic will be played at La Crosse Logan High School starting at 2:30. Mineral Point was a winner by a final of 56-38 over Darlington, and Randolph advanced with a victory against Marshall, 59-51. The two will meet at Portage tomorrow. Also in Division 3, Platteville advanced. They scored a win, 84-67 against Wisconsin Dells, and Lakeside Lutheran will be their opponent tomorrow at 1 at the Dells after Lakeside got the win by a final of 69-57 over Lake Mills. Stoughton advanced following a 64-62 victory against Mount Horeb in WIAA boys basketball last night. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Badger women saw their year end yesterday. Ashley Ozu and McKenna Marissa combined for 22 first-half points, and 7th-seeded Penn State built a big lead on the way to an 80-56 win over the 10th-seeded Badger women. Here is their coach, Marissa Mosley.
We were just a bit rushed and disjointed, like we weren't really kind of playing all five people together on the court today. And, you know, this wasn't the first game that Sarah's been doubled, right, all year that's happened, and I think that people were trying to potentially step up, but it felt at times that we did probably played a little bit too much one-on-one.
For the Badger men's basketball team, they dismantled a visiting Rutgers team in the final Big Ten Conference home game of the season. The 78-66 decision Thursday night serves as payback for a 22-point loss in New Jersey earlier this year. A.J. Storr led the way with 19, and Stephen Krall added 17 and 11 rebounds. Coach Greg Gard says his team continues working hard.
That's one thing about this group. As we've gone through, you know, tougher times, they haven't broke. They keep coming, practicing well. I thought we practiced really well for 3 days. I anticipated us to play decently well tonight.
The Badgers with the victory. They'll close out the season at Purdue coming up on Sunday. The Wisconsin men's hockey team opens the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Conference postseason tournament at home against Ohio State. And left-hander Aaron Ashby has been pitching in the spring season. He was pitching about 3 to 4 miles an hour below his usual velocity, but the Brewers coaches were glad to see him back on the mound. Ashby started yesterday's 8-2 spring victory over the Chicago White Sox. That's an update on Friday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick.
On our morning show from WRCO, Michelle Reinen is back to talk about all the great things that DATCAP has and does, and they are protecting us every day, 24/7. Michelle, how are you doing in March?
We're doing great. We have a couple of celebrations at the beginning of this month here where we kick off the month strong with our National Weights and Measures Week, as well as National Consumer Protection Week. So we try and recognize those two programs and the work and resources available through both.
Okay, well, maybe you could talk about some of the resources available for them.
Yeah, well, as it relates to National Weights and Measures Week, this is recognized March 1 through 7 of every year. And, you know, it started way back in time in 1799, where the first U.S. Weights and Measures Law was signed. But it's just a period of time where we try and recognize the work done and the essential role in protecting the fairness of commerce in Wisconsin. And thanks to regular inspections of measurement devices consumers rely on every day, you can be confident that you get what you pay for when buying a gallon of gas, a pound of meat or produce, and even, you know, precious metals. So in 2023, Weights and Measures staff conducted over 226,000 inspections at over 5,500 businesses located in our state. And from those inspections and the results of those inspections, we get what are called consumer confidence scores, or those measurements of accuracy. So for motor vehicle fuel pumps, we saw a 99.6% accuracy rating. So consumers can be very confident when pumping that gallon of gasoline. Scales used to sell products by weight were 99.6% accurate. Packaged products sold by weight were 98.6% in their accuracy. And then electronic price scanners at checkouts that we're all so familiar with, and maybe even check out our own goods now, are again at 96.8% accuracy. So you can feel good about the purchases that you're making and that you're getting what you pay for.
Let's talk a little bit about National Consumer Protection Week and how we can protect ourselves best, Michelle.
Yeah, so this week is recognized March 3 through 9 this year, and it, again, is celebrating, promoting consumer protection, and we're doing that by just trying to remind people of resources that they have available to them through our agency to, you know, refresh a memory on something or maybe learn a new law that's in place. We, this last year, worked really hard to update our Spanish language resources, so we now have available on our website over 150 consumer protection web pages and fact sheets in Spanish language, so they mirror our English, and this is anything from our consumer guide and our landlord-tenant guide. We are starting this month, later in the month, a consumer protection newsletter that'll be issued quarterly. So Wisconsin Consumer News. So now's the opportunity for people to go to the website at datcp.wi.gov so they can sign up for this newsletter. And we're going to highlight the scam spotlight of every quarter, some consumer tips, upcoming consumer protection presentations that may be in your area, and other information and initiatives that we have going on to try and stay in touch with consumers on a regular basis. And then, of course, there's always information on our website to remind you about your personal practices. And this could be from keeping your documents and records to putting that security freeze on your identity. So go to our website and learn more about those opportunities that you have.
I know you're supposed to report any unsuccessful or successful fraud attempts. Actually, my wife, Michelle, just recently got an email, and it looked like the U.S. Post Office. She's expecting a package, and she was told that there was a delay in it, and they needed more money or more postage or whatever, and it turns out that was a good old scam right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's going to probably be a feature at some point in our newsletter as we see it spike, but that is a very common scam in our state, and I'm so glad that she was aware of that. And then if she took the opportunity to report it to Consumer Protection, so we can track what is at its highest peak in circulating versus at its regular, boy, it just pesters people, and we hope no one falls victim to it, too. They are kind of attacking us in this time of season situation. So it's so important to hear from consumers. You're absolutely right. We hope you go to our website and report and file those complaints with us. Again, that's datcp.wi.gov.
Lots of spring breaks coming up, Michelle, and lots of families and college students and whatnot are traveling this time of year. What are some good ways to avoid some scams or losing some money through those deals?
Yeah, this year we wanted to talk about not booking the vacation so much, because that's probably already done, but it's getting ready for the vacation, because we all know how to pack the bag, but are we ready in the other sense of the word? Have you verified your arrangements before your trip begins? Call the businesses where you have reservations to confirm they're ready for your visit. This will allow you to catch any mistakes early, verify that the location exists, that they have your reservation, so you aren't sitting there frustrated at the check-in counter, maybe, you know, after a delayed flight and late at night, and all you want to do is you know, bundle up for the evening. The other thing to do is ask about mandatory resort fees. These are those extra charges added on to your room fee, which can unexpectedly increase the cost of your stay. And you can find out about them as late as checkout when you're analyzing your bill. But ask about these additional fees before your trip so you can understand the full cost of your lodging. You may see them as resort fees, maybe pool or spa fees. But if you're not going to be using those services, try and see if you can get them removed from your reservation so you don't have them, because they can add up pretty quickly over the course of a week. Get all your details in writing. That's a regular Consumer Protection tip, and that might mean taking screenshots of the computer screen or just a PDF and storing it in your phone so you have them with you if you need to dispute something on site. Put that mail on hold in advance of leaving so you can test that it's actually been stopped, and if not, have a trusted source help verify that, so things like bank account numbers aren't sitting in your box collecting while you're away. Clean out that wallet to be sure that you aren't taking unnecessary cards and documents like your Social Security card with you on the trip. And then one of the best tips we have for people is use your credit card when you are traveling to be sure that you have the opportunity to dispute any charges or services that weren't delivered as promised with the credit card company, and you can follow up that way and also be protected from any fraud. Versus if you're using a debit card, you may have that connected directly to your bank account and have less protections.
Sure, they could clean out the bank account pretty quickly then if they got a hold of your debit card number then.
Absolutely. And depending upon what kind of overdraft protection you have, they may clean it out even deeper. And it'll be much harder to dispute those types of charges because it's actual money that's disappearing as opposed to that credit money where you are paying it after the expense.
What about rental properties? Some things that we should be aware of there, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Here, if you're booking a private rental property through an online marketplace or maybe using a platform like an Airbnb or a Vrbo, be aware of scammers who post those appealing but fake listings to entice vacationers. And maybe you haven't planned your vacation yet. You're going to be doing a last-minute one. But we want to be sure that everyone is reminded and aware that those scammers are out there trying to post those fake properties. And while platforms may prohibit them from their terms and conditions of use, they're difficult to monitor. So be cautious of listings that could be entirely fictitious or misleading you with images and descriptions. You want to be sure that you are not moving from the host site to make payment, that you are verifying addresses actually exist and have properties on them, maybe using a Google Maps as a tool to use. And you want to also do that research to see if there's duplicate postings about the same property that may have different descriptions on them. All those could be flags that it's a scam posting as opposed to a legitimate posting.
Well, it is tax time, and some of us get refunds. What are some things that we should watch out there when we're doing our taxes and looking for those refunds?
Yeah, there's a new twist to a scam going around as it relates to tax identity theft. And so scammers, we know, can use your personal information like a social security number to commit identity theft and try and steal your tax refund by filing first. But now there's also scam circulating where the IRS is being impersonated, and it looks like the IRS is sending emails and texts about your tax refund. Or the other terms we see used are tax refund e-statement. And while these can look legitimate because of how they're being sent, these messages are coming from scammers who are trying to trick you into clicking on these dangerous links because they want to steal your identity or try and put malware onto your phone or computers.
Well, we'll talk to you in April then, I guess.
That sounds great.
That is Michelle Reinen, administrator with DadCap, joining us for our monthly visit on WRCO's morning show.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joins us on WRCO. Well, Tom, is spring officially here?
I think it is. We were literally looking at some 60s and et cetera. I realize March comes in like a lamb and can leave like a lion, but I tell you what, people are buying lawnmowers right now, and they should be. We have a rebate program that was extended. Right now, you can get anywhere from $300 to $1,500 off of any Gravely mower that we have on the lot. And the great news about that, it's instant, so you don't have to send anything in. It's automatically comes off the price. So if you're really looking to save some money and beat the spring, come and see us. Get it done before the 14th, because that's when it ends. But, you know, we've tied that together with the Husky program. Husky has 20% off on all of our handheld professional equipment, whether it's saws or pole saws, blowers, whatever. And we have 10% off on all of our homeowner Husky items as well. So really a great time to save some money, package them together, and get down and get ready for spring, because your right sale is here.
I think there's a little green tint in the grass, if I'm not mistaken, Tom.
Sure is. There's really no frost out there right now. Not that that can't come and go yet before we actually do anything. But the truth of the matter is grass is growing, and we've seen people in the field already, so that indicates that spring's here. It's early, and yes, we can have some more snow before it's all said and done. But get ready. That's the key. So people are bringing in all kinds of machines right now to get them serviced and ready, and of course they're being smart about it, because once things get rolling, then it's just like there's no time at all to get things done. So we're here. It's important that you stop in and visit us and stop in and see us. Come to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, the lights are on today, so I think they're good for another day, I'm sure of that. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller. You'll see all of our ewes and all the specials we have right there as well. We're really, really easy to get to, but the key is to give us a call if you have a question, 935-2751. We're a Gravely Aaron's dealer, and we have the stock and the items ready to roll along with a lot of rental items. So if you're going to roll your lawn or trench or cut your stumps down, whatever you want to do, we've got the equipment for you. So now's the time to see us.
You have some new and used, as you mentioned. You can swing a deal, can't you?
Sure can, and we back all of our lawnmowers with a guaranteed loaner, new and used, for life. Rarely hear that, but we do it all the time. It's very, very important to understand that we've got your back, and that's why we're here.
And you're friends with the Easter Bunny, too, aren't you, Tom?
I am. I like Harvey, the big guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've met him before, so, all right.
Yeah, I've seen him, too, occasionally.
All right, have a good one, Tom.
You bet. You take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joining us for our Friday update on WRCO.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
And family.